This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The economics of the internet are changing. AT&T's just announced that it will let companies occasionally sponsor the data a customer uses to download content. Maybe a movie streaming company might want a promotion where you get to see a movie, but the streaming company picks up the tab for the data required. Some advocates have raised fears that the arrangement could hurt competition and consumers. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
John Bergmeyer is a staff attorney for a group called Public Knowledge. For most of our conversation, he had a hard time convincing me of the downside. If Netflix wants to let me watch House of Cards on the train without blowing my data cap, that's bad. How? Because it hurts Hulu? But then the conversation got a little closer to home. What about news outlets that produce audio and video content?
And what if Marketplace can't afford to do deals with AT&T and other carriers around the world to make sure that their content is exempted from the cap?
Teresa Mastrangelo is an analyst with Broadband Trends. She doesn't think this arrangement will change the content game that much. So far, the three companies that have signed up to be sponsors don't include the likes of Netflix. Mastrangelo thinks sponsored content will be more likely to come out in more manageable chunks, kind of like free mobile apps supported by ads or free stories on news websites like CNN, which raises the question of how intrusive the ads could get.
What are you going to have to endure in order to get the free bandwidth for the content that you want to look at?
Advantage, public media. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.